A fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver, the Lone Ranger.
Not by a blame, Carter, don't. If you don't want to come with him, he'll come anyhow. I told you I know my rights and I'll have them.
I doubt very much that your rights are as great as you claim, Higgins.
Are you hurting it, Jim, if them papers don't tell the truth?
I know nothing about that. But a father who would leave his yellow tire for strangers to bring up wouldn't get far in any court of law, I'm afraid.
Why, bless you, I have. Don't you threaten me.
I've stated my belief. But I think there's another way out of this.
Yeah?
I wonder. Perhaps a money settlement.
Money? Who for?
Look here, Higgins. If I decide your claim is valid, would you be willing to relinquish all your rights in exchange for a cash payment?
How much cash? It'll take a heap of cash, Bowman, to make up for the way a father feels about his only living young'un.
Let's say $10,000.
No, I reckon you'll leave me. But the more I think about it, the more I see that I'm mighty fond of Mary.
$15,000.
$20,000?
$15,000.
I reckon you don't think much of family
ties. I said $15,000. I of course expect that there's nothing more or less than that, Mary. But it's worth that to get rid of you. Refuse it, and I'll fight you in every court in the land.
You're a mighty hard man, Bowman.
But
I'll take it.
Of course, I'll check on these papers first.
You can do like I said before. Write to the sheriff of Richmond County. He'll tell you what's written in papers of fact. And he'll tell you I'm a real upstanding man.
I'll write him.
Then when you do, you'll
have pardon me.
Yes? It's Walt, Walt.
Oh, come in, Walt.
Howdy, Larry.
Hello, Walt.
Oh, sorry, I want to see you, Bowman. Then what is it?
Well, I'll be swift. Wolf Cutler.
Who are you talking to?
You, of course. Who's the bird? That's where you meet up with his tires.
I'm afraid you made a mistake, Walt. This man's name is Tony Higgins.
If it is, then he's crazy since I knew him. Give you a blast of mouth crap. What's his game, boss? What's he here for?
I'm beginning to wonder.
You heard me. If you must stay healthy, shut up.
Yes, Wolf, you ought to know better than to try to build a bluff with me. I looked you regular for 20 years back in Missouri. I guess I'll need much more if you ask for him.
I'm getting to the bottom of this.
Walt, you say you know this man?
Sure do. We were neighbors back where I was raised. Yeah, he lit out one jump ahead of the law. Walt, what are you doing here?
You claim you're claiming to be Mary's father.
And I am. You claim to be... Why, you sneak and scheme and kill of a polecat. You ain't a more Mary's father than I am.
He brought these papers with him. One state, he lived in Curtisville when Mary was born there.
But that was 16 years ago.
Yeah.
And 16 years ago, this skunk was setting out a 5-year sentence for rustling. Over to the Lehigh County Jail. I knew he was, because the sheriff had given him to me. If you want the proof, I'll get it for you.
I'll take your word for it.
Look, hold on. You fellas can't keep me out of it.
I'm moving.
But wait, I'm not
on your way.
Make yourself short, Will. We'll be sorry for interfering.
I'll take that chance.
Now, get.
But before you leave, I'll give you a warning. The next time I see you around here, I'll shoot you on sight.
I'll get. But you ain't the only one that's gonna give warning. You girls just made the biggest mistake you could have. And you won't be long finding it out.
Close the door, Walt.
Yeah.
And this is an order. If that fellow makes trouble again, shoot the kill.
Just beyond the southern boundary of the Bowman Ranch with a great salt cave. Dark and mysterious, their caverns flooded by a swift underground river, and it was seldom that anybody in the neighborhood entered them. Several days later, however, the lone ranger was riding back to his camp, and a violent shotgun rocked in the direction of the cave.
Oh, save me, save me. Two men from the trail. There's something wrong, Silver. Three men. And it looks like a girl. Silver, there's a girl. That woman's daughter. She's trying to get away from those men. One of them is Wolf Cutler. Come on, Silver. Here, take your hand. Come on, boys. Come on.
But even as the masked man went after them, the outlaws, one of whom was Wolf Cutler, overtook their quarry. Wolf dragged the screaming girl from the side of her horse. Down at the crowd and his companions, when sighted the masked men in the distance, he pulled the shotgun around his horse. Dug in his spurs and let the flight toward the cave close by.
Come on, boys! It's real! Let's get him! Come move him, sir! We can just make it! Get to the cave and we're safe!
Through the river, far behind the first, rapidly gained on Wolf and his partners, but the caves were too close, and they made the dark entrance the outlaws reined up with.
All right, young'un. You're coming along.
Behind these rocks. It comes in
inside, let him have it.
Yeah. Well, he's coming, all right.
Hang your coat out here!
Hang my coat out here!
Give it to him.
All right there, mister.
Did we hit him? I don't know. It's a doggone dark and hit. No, there he is.
I hear him. Just keep going, stranger, and don't tell him yourself to come back.
I'm leaving. Get out of the back.
Don't get down, mister. Don't let it run there.
He didn't have no choice. He could hold off him and 100 others from here. Anybody trying to get at us, I'd turn out in the open and give my life from the entrance. Well, we're safe behind these rocks.
Mike, I'm glad I fell in with you and Bud.
I wouldn't have known anything about this place.
There ain't nothing about it. We don't know.
You get the blood stored away?
That's where Bud took the kid. Enough blood for months and ammunition for twice as long.
How about the notes of Bowman?
Bud gave the one of Bowman's hands all sealed up to deliver. Bowman did the edit right back now.
Mike, we got everything out of here. We're holding the girl. We got a place where nobody can drive us out. There's grub to eat and bullets to fight with.
And if all them things fail, well, we still got a way to leave these caves that nobody knows about.
Impossible to attack the outlaws alone. The masked man raced back to Camp Patanto. We see him as he draws Silver to a halt.
Silver, Silver, Silver. I'm the bad news.
I've got bad news, too.
You have? Listen to this. Three outlaws captured North Bowman's daughter.
Tonto, no.
How did you find out?
Me at ranch when North gets notes from outlaw fella.
They sent him a note?
Note saying, pay plenty cash or Mark not get bail back.
Tonto, I rode here to get you and returned to the cage and see if we couldn't find a way to get the best of those cooks.
But this cage is safe.
What matter?
Where did the note say the money must be delivered?
It says send cash to cage.
And I was right. You know what that means, Kimasami?
What that?
This kidnapping was plotted beforehand. Those outlaws didn't escape to the cage because I was here. They rode there because that was the hideout they had planned to use. But they'd never use it if there was just one way to leave the cage. In that other case, North would only have to pay the money, get his daughter back, and wait outside for the outlaws to leave. If they'd had to do sooner or later.
That's right.
In other words, those outlaws know they can't be trapped that easily. And the only answer can be a secret exit.
Me here, there other way out.
Then you know it's true. Where is the other exit?
Tonto will not know of that. Me here met the man till a long time ago. But in that day, where?
What is Bowman trying to do?
In 20 mad. Him get cowboy and go after outlaw.
You mean to attack?
Not right.
But he can't. It would be foolish. In the first place, he'll hardly have a chance to get at them.
I mean, no.
In the second place, if Morton's his men could get at Wolf and his partners, they simply escaped with a secret exit. Now, we've got to find a way to trick those outlaws. That's the only way we can get the girl back.
Tonto got plans.
You have?
There's a river in cave. It runs underground.
I've heard of it.
Maybe a river will help us.
We've got a plan, Tonto. There's no time to waste. We've got to stop Mort from attacking. It'll only mean unnecessary loss of life.
Call
your horse, Commissary.
Yes, Scout.
And the old Scout.
We'll get to the ranch as fast as we can. We're going to carry this team while we ride. Get him up, Scout.
Hold on, Silver! Hooray!
And Tonto rode toward Bowman's ranch in an effort to stop him before he could lead his men against the outlaws. The ranger was shouting orders in front of his home.
I don't want a man to ride with us who isn't armed and ready to fight. We're going to clean those crooks out. We're going to throw them out of millions to try and put right this on us.
Yes, Walt. I don't get me wrong, Mr. Bowman. But I was just wondering if you started what you're running up against soon after Wolf and Bud and Spike in the first game.
Do I understand your code?
Of course I is. I was the only place to say to go. But...
Well, there ain't much sense.
Well, first that fellow you call Wolf tried to swindle me. Now he's resorting to kidnapping. Well, he'll pay for that no matter what the cost.
How much did he ask you to pay over to get Mary back?
$20,000.
He's got big notions, ain't he?
It's not the money. I'd pay that much and more gladly to ensure her safety. But the point is this. Once you give in to fellows like them, others will use the same tactics.
Well, you're the boss, Mr. Bowman. I reckon you ought to saddle what you're doing.
Oh,
it's
all
settled
up.
Ready
to go, Mr. Bowman.
Thanks. Good night, men.
All right.
Follow me, and when he hits the cave, do nothing unless by my order.
Hey, who's that coming?
What is the
North fella.
He's got a redskin with him?
No, outlaw. Look here, you two. You better put down them guns before you find yourself so deep in trouble you're over your head.
We'll take care of that. Lord, I've got to talk to you.
I am through talking with outlaws. The only language your kind understands is that of six guns.
We're not outlaws. Improve it by taking off your mask.
The mask stays on.
No, if you can't attack the king.
What's that?
It would be foolish. You wouldn't have a chance.
Oh, they're part of them, crooks. You can tell us the way they talk. They come here just to say the hi to their friends.
They aren't fooling me.
You've got to listen to me.
Men, grab these fellows. Take their guns away from them. Don't let them get away.
Hey,
let go of my bridle. If you won't listen to me with your men here to help you, you're going where I can talk you alone and you'll have to listen. Get moving.
Hey, stop them. They're going to take the
bar. You follow us. I won't answer for his safety. Remain behind and he won't be harmed. Come on.
Hey, watch out. I'm going to
hold you. Walk. What do we do?
There ain't nothing we can do. They've got the bar. The masked fella just as much as said if we followed, he'd do for him.
But we can't.
We're going to wait right here and see if the masked fella keeps his word or not. If he sends the boss back safe and sound, well, there's no harm done. But if he don't, then we'll go after them fellas. And when we catch him, we'll bring him up.
It was less than an hour, however, before Morse returned to the ranch unharmed. He seemed to have forgotten his determination to attack Wolf and his companions, and instead gave a brief order to one of his men, who rode off to the king's saloon. But in the great salt cave, the outlaws had chosen the one cavern where they could make camp in comfort. Its farther side was bounded by the swift, dark underground river, and...
Them now.
Nothing. Nothing. I don't want any
hurry. We go now.
Where
is it all in time? Oh, I can't get on.
We're
going to
get this.
My daughter and save her money to cash. And they didn't even pay the response.